All right, welcome to the Newsfeed Science and Technology Podcast. My name is Bailey Yangle, joined by Elizabeth Souther and Ivan Wang. We're going to talk about the death of Vine today. And I know for me, that is kind of a touchy subject because I enjoyed Vine very much. But just as a reminder, Vine last week was announced that it would be, I guess, in a lack of a better term, dead in the next month because Twitter, its owner, is getting rid of it. And that means a lot for the future of social media and technology.
Yeah, Bailey. I was surprised to hear about the shutting down of Vine because I thought it was a pretty popular social media platform. I personally did not use it, but I know a lot of people who did, and I've watched lots of videos, Vine videos, and I really liked the unique concept it had with it solely being focused on videos rather than text, like the other social media platforms.
Yeah, personally, I've never used it either, but I would get linked to it a lot. I would find videos from Vine that I would watch, but I thought Vine was a really interesting idea because I enjoyed all the personalities on Vine, but I guess since the personalities are all moving towards different platforms, there's no real reason for me to use Vine anymore.
And I'm wondering if this is the precursor for the downfall of Twitter, because I heard they haven't been able to grow as much either, and they were the owners of Vine, and I think they have to cut 9% of their assets. So I wonder if this is kind of like foreshadowing some sort of downfall of the very popular social media app Twitter as well.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with the death of Vine, I wonder if that means other platforms are going to die too, like follow its footsteps if for some reason Vine was doing something wrong, or if in general, like, people are just moving to getting paid more with bigger platforms.
Yeah, you bring up a good point with the bigger social media platforms like Instagram and YouTube, because stars are going to those because they can reach a wider audience and in turn make more money. But I'm more worried about the future of Snapchat because they're a video-centric focused social media platform like Vine was. And I'm just curious to see if Snapchat's stars are gonna go to the bigger social medias.
Yeah, but I think for Snapchat at least, not everyone uses it to follow a certain person, because I know I use it just to send stuff to my friends and my friends will send stuff to me. So it's not like it's a platform for just following stars, I guess.
Right. I think that, you know, Snapchat has done a good job of evolving, whereas Vine didn't do as great a job of changing their platform. I mean, if you look at Vine in 2013 when it came out to now in 2016, right when it's about to end, not that much technologically has changed with that. Whereas Snapchat, you know, you can get a lot of news from it. I know in a couple of years ago, they allowed you to put music in the background of your Snapchats. So Snapchat was able to change, whereas Twitter's also trying to change with these live streaming things. But I think that's a big part of why Vine eventually collapsed, is the fact that it couldn't change as much.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I love all the new features that Snapchat has added personally, but I guess Vine has always been the same.
Yeah, Snapchat has the calling aspect, they have the text aspect, they have the video aspect, they have the picture aspect. They are definitely more versatile than Vine was.
Right. Well, I think that's just going to about do it for our Science and Technology podcast. Be sure to check us out on our website for the newsfeed. So, I'm Bailey Engel.
I'm Ivan Wing.
And I'm Elizabeth Souther.
Thanks for joining us.